Unit 39, Multi-Generational Families in America. Today, there are almost 4 million American multi-generational households, three or more generations living together, according to the new census data. Most multi-generational families fall into one of two types of family structures. One structure includes families with the householder, his or her children, and grandchildren. This type of household represents two-thirds, or 2.6 million, of the 3.9 million multi-generational families in the U.S. Often in this family structure, the grandparent or older relative would have the primary caregiving responsibility for the under 18-year-old children. In such cases, these older relatives may feel particular strain on their finances, health, and emotional state, because they are older and are not expecting to care for children at this time in their lives. Another common multi-generational structure includes a householder plus his or her own children and his or her own parents. In 2000, there were nearly 1.3 million of these types of families in the U.S. In these households, the householder typically was not expecting to be caring for their older relative and is strained by the responsibility of providing for the food, shelter, and medical needs of their older relative in addition to the daily demands of rearing children. Multi-generational families cut across race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. While the majority of multi-generational families in mainland U.S. are Latino families, Hawaii has the highest percentage of such families, 8.2%. Therefore, in all of the U.S., multi-generational families are most commonly Asian, followed by Latino, then African-American families. The number of multi-generational families is expected to increase. This family structure allows families to come together to face the many trials of life, such as raising a child, caring for elders, single parenthood, and high cost of living and housing. Although the multi-generational family creates a safety network among its generations to face their obstacles as a whole, those obstacles still abound. Multi-generational families face obstacles like the inability to place the children and the elderly on health insurance policies, to obtain affordable housing, as well as to enroll the children in school. Policies and practices nationally and in states and local communities should recognize several areas of concern for multi-generational families that need to be addressed, including legal relationship, health, education, housing, and stress on caregivers. For instance, many multi-generational families are raising children on a permanent or temporary basis. To establish a legal relationship between family caregivers other than the biological parents and the children they raise, legal proceedings must be brought. These proceedings are usually lengthy and emotionally difficult for everyone involved. The court must reach conclusions about the fitness of the parents and the best interests of the child. These conclusions can strain family relationships rather than keep the family together.